The Gospels According to Love audio. Luke chapter 1. Gabriel visits April 5, 2005. Many have taken in hand to set forth a declaration of those things done among us that were from the beginning eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seemed good to me also, having a perfect understanding of all things from the first, to write to you, in order, most excellent friends, that ye might know the certainty of those things instructed. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, her name Elizabeth. They were loving before love, walking blameless in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord. They had no children, because up to this time Elizabeth had been barren, and now the two grew old in years. It happened that while Zacharias executed the priest's office before love, in the order of his course and according to the custom of the priest's office, he went into the temple of love where his work was to burn incense. A whole multitude of the people was praying outside the temple at the burning of the incense. When Zacharias saw an angel, Zacharias became troubled, and fear fell upon him. The angel said to him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard. Your wife will bear you a son. You shall call his name John. You shall have joy and gladness. Many shall rejoice at his birth, for John shall be great in the sight of love. He shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with love, even from his mother's womb. Many of the children of Israel shall John return to love. They shall go before Christ in the spirit and power of Elias, turning the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, making ready and preparing the people for the Son of Love and for love itself." Zacharias inquired of the angels, "Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years." The angel answered him, saying, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of love. I am to speak to you and to show you those glad tidings. Now behold, you shall be dumb and unable to speak until the day in which these things shall be performed. For you do not believe my words, that will be fulfilled in their season." The people waited outside for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. When he came out and could not speak to them, they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. He beckoned unto them and yet remained speechless. As soon as Zacharias accomplished the days of his ministration, he departed unto his own house. In the days after his wife conceived, she hid herself 5 months, saying, "Thus has love looked on me and dealt with me, to take my reproach among men." In the 6th month of Elizabeth's conception, the angel Gabriel went forth from love to a city in Galilee called Nazareth. There a virgin was espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Gabriel came to Mary and said, "Hail to you who are highly favored. Love is with you. Blessed are you among women." When Mary looked upon Gabriel, she trembled at his saying and cast in her mind, "What sort of salutation is this?" Gabriel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with love. Behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. You shall call him Jesus. Jesus shall be great and called the Son of Love. Love shall give to him the throne of his father David. Jesus shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Of Jesus' kingdom there shall be no end." Mary said to Gabriel, "How shall this be, since I do not know a man?" Gabriel answered her, saying, "Love shall come upon you, and the power of love shall enlighten you. Therefore shall the holy child, which will be born of you, be the Son of Love. Behold, your cousin Elizabeth has conceived a son in her old age. This is the sixth month with her who once was barren, for with love nothing shall be impossible." Mary said, "Behold, the handmaiden of love, be it to me according to your words." Then Gabriel departed from her. Mary arose and went into the hill country with haste into the city of Judah. She entered into the house of Zechariah and saluted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe, John, leapt for joy in her womb. Elizabeth became filled with love. She spoke out with a loud voice, saying, "Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. What is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the voice of your salutation sounded in my ears, the babe in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there shall be a performance of those things that were told to her by love." Mary said, "My soul does magnify our Lord. My spirit has rejoiced in love, my Savior. For love has regarded the low estate of its handmaiden. Behold, from now on all generations shall call me blessed. Love has done great things. Holy is love's name. Love's mercy is on them that love from generation to generation. Love has shown strength with its arms. Love has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. Love has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted the ones of low degree. Love has filled the hungry with good things. Love has sent to the rich away empty. Love has helped its servant Israel for remembrance of love's mercy. As love spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his seed forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months, then returned to her house. When Elizabeth's full time came, she delivered and brought forth a son. Elizabeth's neighbors and her cousins had heard how love had shown great mercy upon her. They rejoiced with her. On the eighth day, they come to circumcise the child. They call him Zacharias after the name of his father. His mother said, "Not so. His name, he shall be called John. And the ones who came to circumcise her said to her, there is none of your kindred that is called by that name. They made signs to his father, wondering how he would have him called. Zacharias asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, his name is John. They all marveled. At this moment, Zacharias' mouth opened and his tongue loosened. He spoke and praised love. Fear came on all that dwelt around him. All these sayings went throughout Judea. All that heard these sayings laid them upon their hearts, saying, what manner of child might this be? For the hand of love was with the child John. John's father, being filled with the spirit of love, prophesied, saying, blessed be love, for love visited and redeemed its people. Love has raised up a horn of salvation for its servants, who spoke by the mouth of the prophet, that love has been since the world began. By this we are saved from our enemies, from the hand of all that hate us. We shall perform the mercy promised to Abraham our father, that love would grant us deliverance out of the hand of our enemies, that we may serve love without fear, in holiness and righteousness before love, all the days of our life. You, my child John, are a prophet of the highest love. You shall go before the face of Christ to prepare love's way, to give knowledge of salvation by forgiveness of sins and through the tender mercy of love. The day springing from on high, love has visited us, giving love to those that sit in the shadow of hate, guiding our feet into the ways of peace. The child John grew and waxed in spirit. He remained in the desert until the day of his appearance in Israel.